Monday, October 27th, 2025, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian? Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
I'd make a motion to excuse Brian. I have not heard of him. I talked to him yesterday. He didn't say anything about there being a conflict.
I talked to him. We had a safety committee meeting, and he said he would not be able to be at that, but I guess he didn't say about
it. Okay. So.
I'll say it.
Nope. We don't need to second it.
No, there he is.
Apparently talking about it now.
That's fine.
I hope your ears were burning.
We're just talking about how you're the handsome of the commissioners.
Well, shortest.
Can I just
Next
Brian
we have
is here.
Yep.
Brian's here.
Brian's here. Okay.
We're just getting started.
All right, we have consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes. Oh yeah. Anybody have comment on anything that's not on today's agenda? Because if you wanted to comment on anything that's not on the agenda, now would be the time to come forward. You bet. Come on up. Just state your name and anything you want to discuss.
Just right here.
You're right there. Right there. Right. Fine. You bet.
I never have to do this before.
Enough.
First of all, I'd like to tell the commission that they did the right thing by approving that solar panels out here.
Okay.
Because this county needs it. I've been here for 80 years, so I know a little bit about the county. The other thing is there anything that can be done with these gravel roads or speeding? I did stop at the county shed over there, and they said the state does control 50 miles an hour on it, but there's not been much done. I know that I've seen them out there before, but we need to do something about the speeding on these gravel roads. I'm from Hubbard, and I'm from Hubbard. I go on that road from Homer, from church. I take that road there, and there's been speeding all over the place. So I don't know what the answer is, but I'd sure like to see it.
Could we get your name and where you're...
Dean Hughes, Hubbard.
Okay, Dean Hughes, okay.
Yeah. Dean, we can contact, I can contact our sheriff and see if they can, you know, do more patrols out there. As far as the speed limits, you know, those are set by the state.
Yeah.
But we can sure ask that they try to keep a little better guard on that, a little better look on that.
Do you have a road that's, what has been the worst that you can think of?
Well, I go fishing out there at the lake quite a bit, and I can see that road going south.
M Avenue there.
Yeah, they're flying across that road.
Okay.
And the other road is I believe they call it the one going west out of Homer. Now, once in a while, I'll take that.
Uh-huh.
And they come so fast, you can't even see when they go by you. That's how bad it is.
On the
west.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And don't be afraid, if you have a particular instance when something happens, don't be afraid to give the sheriff's office a call to and just let them know, too. But we'll definitely relay the message to them.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. We'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from October 13th, 2025. Approval of payroll claims October 12th to October 25th, 2025. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of official reports from the Register of Deeds, Clerk of District Court, and the County Clerk. And the Sheriff Jail Quarterly Financial Report July, August, September. I came in earlier, went through all the accounts payable and the payrolls Also, the quarterly reports and the deed, the Register of Deeds, County Clerk, and the Clerk of District Court are in your packets. I also reviewed those, so everything appeared to be in order.
I had just one question on the quarterly report for the jail. It, more of a curiosity. The inmate phone commissions for July, why was that so high, so out of?
Do you have any idea? We're having a substitute.
Yes.
We have a substitute. We're going to try not to ask you too many questions.
No, that's fine. I don't know. Are you asking why it was so high this week?
Yeah. I mean, you know, looking at the other ones, you know, and from what I remember, previous ones, they're all kind of about the same. Then all of a sudden, July was way, way higher. At the quarter reports.
The
inmate phone at the very top. And I, you know, we didn't have friends on them or inmates or anything. I guess jumped out at me when I was going over that stuff.
Yeah. I just say Michelle Rohde puts these reports together with all the receipts and stuff, so she'd probably be the one that
okay.
You want to stop
there's
over.
A mistype.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 7 instead of 27. Or somebody really wanted to be on the phone a lot.
Heavy call month, maybe.
That's
maybe he needs to put some more in.
That's more doors.
Working remotely.
All right, that's fine. I'll follow up with Michelle on that. It's just like I said, kind
okay.
of jumped out at me.
Yep, absolutely. Anything else?
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through F.
I'll second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business and resolutions. The board to appoint voting delegate and alternate for election of officers at the NACO annual meeting on December 17th through the 19th, 2025. I know that in the past, Cherie has been our voting delegate, and anybody else have a desire to be the voter? Jeff?
No, I'm good with Cherie.
Are you good with being the alternate?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Can I make a motion on that then?
Yeah, I'd make a motion that Cherie would be our voting delegate at NACO convention, and Jeff could be the alternate.
Second. Thank you.
Okay, Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Teresa Grove, Health Department Director, quarterly Health Department report. How's everything in the health department?
I'm not going to say good, but it's okay.
Okay.
Our immunization clinics have been busy with school starting back up. We vaccinated 256 kids this last quarter. We offered 5-night clinics, which they're packed, like real busy.
By 5-night clinic, you mean five?
Every Thursday night we offer.
Okay.
Till 7 o'clock a clinic. Try to get the people in there
yep.
during the day.
They oh, very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done it for years.
Yeah.
And it helps
yep.
get the kids in. And we partner with the Optimist Club for the National Night Out, and we did a bike rodeo. We gave 146 bike helmets to kids and 2 free new bikes. So
nice.
That worked real well. We did that with an obesity grant we got. We're getting a new grant from UNMC. It's yet to be determined exactly how much it's going to be. Our first payment's going to be $50,000, and Sheree, I'll get with you to get a code once that we know for sure.
Is it earmarked for something? What in particular?
Maternal and child health.
Okay.
So, yeah, it will be once we get going.
Uh-huh.
But the work won't start on it till next year, but we'll get our first payment this year.
Uh-huh.
So, and then we don't know how long it's going to last or how much it's going to be after that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Anything else? Any questions?
Nothing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew. Board to approve or not approve quality telecommunications quote to install 2 outdoor cameras around the jail for security and for safety requests by Todd Yule, jail maintenance. It also helped them be able to see when it's snowing and when it's not snowing to decide when they come and push snow. So that's kind of the thinking behind it. I don't know. Just what do you guys think? The bid on it's, I think, $2,633.
I don't see any problem with it.
I don't either. The more eyes that we can have, the better. It protects us for a lot of things, I think.
Yeah, and it's in an area where if there somebody would happen to slip or something, I think it's in an area that would be covered.
So I'd make motion to approve the bid for quality communications for the cameras.
Yes. Second.
Who is first?
Well, you can have Rohit. I'll do it.
It's Brian. Showing up late, but he's early now.
About traffic.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Board to review quote from Sulam Bobcat on an 8-foot bearing snow pusher, rubber edge, pull back, and approve or not approve purchase request by Buildings and Grounds. You go ahead, Rick. You've kind of been watching over this.
Well, I looked several different places and at several different blades and the quality of them. And this one here will last us a long time. And we're going to get the county skid loader to down here for when the snow hits so that Rodney can and Todd can move snow with it. It's got, like you said, it's got a rubber pullback so they can flip it ahead and back drag plus push. And then they'll have the bucket from the skid loader too if they need to haul or pile anything. So I think it'll be a good fit to get us by this year and then see where we want to go from there because it'll do a lot more than a pickup will. So.
And Jeff said that they had talked in the safety meeting earlier about, you know, different options too. If because now that we have some county equipment right here at the shed right here too, if we need additional. So.
Dean said, you know, he's available and Rodney needs help. The backhoes in town here.
Well,
he'd come
and
help.
We've got a maintainer sitting right over here too, and he could slip into this parking and move all that snow out away from the parking really quick.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that too. If we get a lot of snow and it gets piled up that, you know, we have the dump truck and payloader and all that stuff that we haul it out, get it away so that Rodney's got plenty of room to keep piling.
I think this blade and everything we got going on with the skid loader and stuff is going to fit a lot better because it'll keep the slickness down. It'll get
that,
rid of it.
That rubber edge does a great job of cleaning snow.
It does.
I mean, it does. It really.
So, and this is a good unit, so we just got to figure. I would go with this one.
Mm-hmm.
You guys vote on it.
I'd make a motion.
Okay.
Yep, I'd make a motion that we get the 8-foot plow from Sulam Bobcat.
I'll second.
I thought you had that one.
Thank you. I know.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
The board to approve union contract Nebraska Public Employee Local 251 as proposed for 3 years, July 1st of 2025 through June 30th, 2028. That's our road department, and they've settled with us, so this is just a sign for their 3-year contract.
What department is it again?
The road department.
I looked through it and it looked good, and I appreciate all the work that Marty and Rahilia did on getting that negotiated. I'd make a motion to approve the contract.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
That takes us to Jolene with the road report.
Hello. We had 309.75 hours maintaining, 7.5 hours of overtime, 19 hours of tree removal, 30 hours finishing up a couple road projects, 77 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 245 tons of 1-inch out on the road. We brought in a couple loads of sand. Get ready for that four-letter word.
Uh-huh.
We hauled 1,049 tons of gravel and out on the roads, and then we hauled, or got just under 1,000 tons of rock hauled in by Boyer and Oban, and 73 tons of gravel we hauled into the yard. 16.5 hours on sign repair, and then some requests for grading on Fiddler and several requests for gravel. That light rain a couple weeks ago did us no favors with all that dust that settled on the roads. 152nd Street, they got that done with the overlay. Trying to think if there's anything else. Any questions?
I will say when I was going through stuff earlier, I had noticed that on the gravel tickets that there were a couple of tickets where there was a mix-up where we didn't receive gravel, and I was caught by them to make sure that we didn't pay for things we didn't get. So I thought that was good.
We did have some help out on Jack Vitato Road.
That's
getting some debris. We used to take the excavator and actually set it on that structure and be able to pull the branches and logs and all of that. It's a low water crossing. It's not safe to have anything that heavy on that anymore, so we needed the excavator with a long reach.
Stick.
We started working with the contractor on it. He was wanting $14,000. We got him down to $6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah, it was $6,300 or something.
Yeah, and with stuff that we could do, but then one of the other landowners said he'd be happy to burn the trees so we don't have to haul them or do anything, so that worked out real well.
I saw Dean this morning when he was dropping stuff off and talked to him a little bit about it too, and he said just they needed a long stick excavator to do what they were trying to do, and it sounded like it worked out pretty good. Everybody worked together.
Yeah, it worked real well. So, any questions?
No.
Nope.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. So next, we have the jail report. It's kind of like the royal family. You're like the sheriff twice removed over here.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
All right.
If you want to just give us the last month,
okay.
We won't have you go through all 3 months, but we also have them in our file then.
Okay. Let's see, the average inmates per day would be 79 county inmates, 20 federal inmates, no juveniles, total in-house was 99. For the calendar, average inmates per day were 79, 34, no juveniles, and 113 total in-house. And then the fiscal would be 78 for county, 34 for federal, no juveniles, and 112 for total in-house. The September marshals was $4,800. September ICE was $46,341.10. The total federal was $51,141.10. Calendar year 2025 would be $842,380.45. And the July phone commissary commission was $8,914.74. September bookings, we had for Dakota County Sheriff's Office 25, South Sioux City was 28, Nebraska State Patrol was 5. Self-turn-ins would be 4, federal 35, one other. The total is 98. And then 30 of them were for Dakota County, 24 from other in Nebraska, 21 in Sioux City, 10 in other places of Iowa, 7 other states, 6 homeless, totals 98.
As you look through the year to year, the homeless has definitely gone up over the last few years. Definitely have a larger year.
Any questions?
$8,000. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming over and doing that. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah. Makes no sense to me.
Thank you.
So there must be some.
There must be some.
Numbers are looking good. That'd be the same.
$8,000. Well, this is May.
Well, no, it's July phone commissary. July / phone commissary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's phone and commissary right together, but
yeah.
It's still only $8,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll follow up with Joe on that.
Those are quarterly, so it is the
The combined of the three.
May, June, July, or whatever.
All right, next we're going to go to a closed session to discuss paternal order of police, Dakota County Lodge 49, correction officers, and sheriff deputies union negotiations.
Make a motion to go into closed.
Second.
Emilio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Mike's back now.
Yeah, we can start. Mike's here.
Okay, I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
All right, after coming out of closed session, I would make a motion that we have the county attorney send a letter to our remaining two unions, giving them a final offer that was discussed with them earlier, and that's what I would make the motion.
I'll second.
Emilio?
Yes.
Brian? Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
E, discuss NACO wage study and possible appointment of committee to work on resolution setting elected official salaries for 2027 through 2030 before January 15th, 2026, pursuant to 23-1114. They were asking us to kind of look at salaries for the elected officials going forward the next four-year term after the next election. I know Jeff has been looking in on this. There's a dashboard on the NACO website that gives you lots of good information on how to do this. So I was going to ask Jeff if he would possibly sit on a committee with myself to look at that. Would definitely talk to everybody else individually to give me any input that they have. Yes?
Christy from the assessor's office and I would like to know if you're going to pass anybody else that would like to be on the committee as well, from like the elected officials or the deputies or anybody else?
Actually, I haven't thought about that, you know, just coming to light, but we should probably know that in a hurry because it needs to be done by the 15th of January.
Christy and you, are they willing to serve?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you two willing to serve?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yep. I would say that we'll set up a time and we can get together.
Sounds great. I'll let her know.
You bet. Thank you.
Small child.
Board to examine the complete list of real property in the county on which any taxes are delinquent and are not sold for want of bidders at the last tax sale directed by the treasurer to issue tax sale certificates to the county covering the delinquent taxes upon such real property and direct the county attorney to foreclose on these properties in a manner and time provided by Nebraska Revised Statute 77-1901 to 77-1918. So, Kim, I guess this falls to you.
There aren't any tax sale certificates on those properties yet.
There are none yet on. Okay.
So
So if you do enough the treasurer to do those, then she could send them up to me and I can start.
We will have to have the treasurer prepare the delinquent tax certificates and forward them to the county attorney.
Okay. I am slated to go to the city meeting tonight over the Big Ox one, the COS one. Trying to get them to pay theirs. Do you want me to add that to the list?
No, if it's paid.
Well.
What time is that meeting?
5. I don't know if they'll let me stay for that meeting because it's slated to possibly be closed.
Is it regular? Is it a regular or is it a regular board meeting this? Mike, is it regular board meeting this week or is it?
Yeah, it's a regular board meeting.
Okay.
I was planning on going also.
Yeah.
I would put them on the list.
Put them on the list?
Oh, absolutely. They're no different than any other property owner.
Yeah, because I don't know if they're going to get it taken care of right away or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then. I would put them on the list. They don't.
I just wanted to know I'm there and I'm paying attention.
They shouldn't get any other treatment than anybody else.
Yeah.
I just want to pay the books.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you going up there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So do we need a motion?
Then? Yes. Yep. To direct treasurer to issue tax sale certificates.
Just to let you know, they do have an item on their agenda, the authorization to sell a lease from the Big Ox facility and land.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion that the treasurer prepares the certificates for the county attorney.
I'd say it.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Board to review documentation of the Christie Smith Funeral Home and Crematorium and decide whether to approve or deny paying up to $1,800 under the county burial policy for Mr. Richard E. Allen, Jr., who passed away on October 18th of 2025. We have a burial policy for people that pass away in Dakota County and are not able to pay for their services. I'm not quite sure how this landed on our agenda because normally, you know, it's just something that is taken care of. But apparently the body at the time of the passing was transported over to Christie Smith because normally they're taken care of by Dakota County. Morticians, but it would be, you know, their offices. So I guess my feeling would be is we have an issue of understanding with our local ones at $1,800, and I guess I would say that we should pay that amount, which that's our burial, the policy that we have.
I'll make that motion that we pay the $1,800 for the Richard E. Allen Jr. passing.
I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes. We're going to make our quarterly jail visit, but let's finish up a little bit of stuff on the back page. Any commissioner committee reports? Mail or emergency business, I did receive a letter just that we have a jail standards inspection coming up. Just copied myself and the county attorney in on that went to the sheriff, just telling them the prep and when the day is going to be, et cetera, et cetera. But that was all there was to that. Also, Robert Cracky, the city administrator for Dakota City, is having a farewell tomorrow. He's leaving the city of Dakota City, and he has a coffee or what have you from 9 to noon tomorrow at the City Hall in Dakota City if you get a chance to stop by.
Where's Rob going?
He wasn't sure exactly what he's going to do. He just looking for something different.
Huh.
All right. Then I guess we'll go take our tour and adjourn from there.
I'm going to have to be excused from the tour.
You bet.
I got
to
swap it
all out. Okay. You say.
Thank you.
The mailer.
Going.
Right
here.
Yeah.
That Fearman Hawkins finally, he sold it to somebody else and then just transferred the permit. to a different agency.
So what do you think?
Well, I have no chance to read it.
Don't lose it.
Don't lose it. I can scan it and give it back if